Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu nahi anil qaza'i wa huwa halqu ba'dhi ar-ra'si duna ba'din wa ibahatu halqihi kullihi lir-rajuli duna al-mar'ati. So the chapter on the prohibition of shaving only a portion of the head and the permissibility for a man to shave his entire head but not for a woman to do so. So this chapter is bringing a few things. One is the impermissibility, the prohibition of shaving a portion of the head. Nowadays we see that this has become a style, especially amongst the youngsters, where they shave some part of the hair and they leave some part of the hair to make a style. If some soccer player in some part of the world is doing it, now automatically that becomes the new style, that we'll shave some part of the hair and we'll leave some part of the hair. Whereas this is prohibited in Shariat. So the prohibition of shaving only a portion of the head. The second part of this chapter, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying the permissibility of a man to shave his entire head. In other words, if you're going to shave your hair, then shave the entire head. And if you're growing the hair, then grow it entirely. In other words, not portion shaved and portion grown. So here this is something that we've got to bear in mind. Shariat has prohibited this. But a woman is not allowed to shave her head. So this allowance for shaving the head is only for a man. So here we find that a man has to be very careful. Look at the beauty of Islam, that these people before Islam would bury their daughters alive. They would make tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif naked. And Islam has brought such refinement that even how you should be cutting your hair, how you should be trimming your hair, etc. This also has been shown to us in the Shariat. How beautiful. Everything has been shown to us. It's not that we have to be looking around for answers. We have to be begging for answers. We have to be very careful. After Shariat has shown us everything, now we decide to go against Shariat, then it becomes something that is very, very disliked. And after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us everything, and now we go against what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said. So we've got to keep two things in mind. One is the letter of the Shariat. In other words, the Nas, the words of Quran Sharif, the words of the Ahadith, Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we've got to keep the mansha in mind. Mansha means the desire. What is desired by this Hadith? What is being desired for us to do? So we keep both. So in English we refer to it as the letter and the spirit. So sometimes a person wants to be technical. So this Hadith is speaking, or this prohibition is speaking about qaza. This word qaza is a plural word. The singular is qaz'atun. Qaz'atun literally means one cloud that separates from a whole host of clouds that are together. So you got a conglomeration of clouds that are together. One cloud that has separated and moved aside. This one cloud is referred to as qaz'atun. So here this qaz'a' is the plural of qaz'atun, which is referring to shaving the head, because it's as though you have moved from the rest of the hair, you have taken this hair out and moved it one side, it's now out. So therefore, this is the resemblance as far as the word is concerned. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has prohibited that a person shaves part of his hair and leaves part of his hair. As we are going through the hadith, we'll realize that even if a person now has to keep two lengths, in other words, he will keep a little bit more and a little bit less, this also is not in keeping with the spirit of the Hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we will explain, is saying either you take everything out or you grow everything. This idea of shaving some and leaving some, cutting some at a different length and cutting some and leaving some at a different length, this is not in keeping with the spirit of Islam. Islam is, if you want to keep the hair, keep it one. If you don't want to take it or don't want to keep it, take everything out. This idea about partial hair styles, this is not for us. And another overriding principle that we have to keep in mind is we don't ever imitate the West. We don't imitate the Kufar. We just finished the chapter on Tashabbuh and Mushabahat, the deliberately imitating the West, deliberately imitating the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imitating the non-Muslims. This is something we don't ever do. So this is the link between this chapter and the chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought before the chapter on, or the chapter that he brought just before, a few chapters before this, on imitating, is that this is the overriding factor. So you'll find that those people that want to cut their hair two lengths and different lengths, it is generally because they're imitating some Western culture or some soccer player or some star. So therefore they had weakness. Otherwise a Muslim, he'll keep the spirit of the hadith alive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shave everything or keep it. So person doesn't do all these styles. He keeps the spirit of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil qaza'i muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited shaving a portion of the head. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Nasa'i. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, ra'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam subiyan qad huliqa ba'du sha'ri ra'sihi wa turika ba'duhu, فَنَهَاهُمْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ وَقَالَ إِحْلِقُوهُ كُلَّهُ أَوِتْرُكُوهُ كُلَّهُ رَوَهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ بِإِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ عَلَى شَرْطِ الْبُخَارِي وَمُسْلِمْ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a young person with portions of his head shaven and others not. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited them from doing so, and he said, shave all of it or leave it all on. So this hadith clearly tells us, either you take everything out or you leave everything on. So from the wording of the hadith, you can understand that the person is not supposed to be shaving part and keeping part. Either everything is on or everything is off. And the spirit also tells us that the person shouldn't keep two lengths. In other words, I would keep top long and the bottom short. Here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, take everything off or leave everything. The wording is so clear. So therefore you find that today people try to be technical. They say, no, the hadith is speaking about shaving part and not shaving part, etc. But if you look at what the spirit of the hadith is saying, leave everything, the wording of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ihliquhu kullahu awitrukuhu kullahu, that shave all of it or leave all of it. In other words, don't go and start interfering with the length of the hair also. عن عبد الله بن جعفر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمهل آل جعفر ثلاثا ثم أتاهم فقال لا تبكوا على أخي بعد اليوم ثم قال أدعوا لي بني أخي فجيء بنا كأننا أفرخ فقال أدعوا لي الحلاق فأمره فحلق رؤوسنا رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح على شرط البخاري ومسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam allowed the family of Ja'far radiallahu anhu 3 days to mourn over his death. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu, we know that he became shaheed in the battle of Muta. And when he was made shaheed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had informed the Sahaba that Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu has become shaheed. He was very close. He was the brother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, the first cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this was something that was very, very tragic in the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, the hadith is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed the family of Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu to mourn for 3 days over his death. He then came to them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them and said that do not cry over my brother Ja'far after today. He then said, call my brother's children, my nephews, call my brother's children to me. We were brought... Who's reporting this? The son of Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu. He's saying, we were brought, and it was as if we were small chicks we were brought. We were young at the time. We were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, call a barber for me. He then instructed him to shave our heads. Now this part of the hadith is tying up with the chapter where Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says the permissibility for a man to shave his head. So yeah, you see it is permissible to shave the head. Yeah, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for a halaq, a person that does the shaving of head, what we will call a barber, that shave the head of these children. So yeah, we find that for males it is permissible to shave the head. Another thing we learn is that it's the responsibility of the seniors, the responsibility of the elders in the family, the uncles, the fathers, etc., to ensure that the children's hair is well kept. There shouldn't be something that we just overlook. Who is doing this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the uncle, the father's cousin. He came and he saw the children's hair needed to be attended to. He called for a barber that attend to taking off all the hair, shaving off all the hair. So here this is the responsibility of the seniors. Unfortunately, parents today, they're not even interested in the hair of the children. They do what you want. You want to go to the barber and cut it how you want, and some style it how you want, and streak it how you want, it doesn't matter to us. But this should be the responsibility of the seniors, that look, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that his children's hair needed attention. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately arranged for Imamah to come and shave off the hair. One more hadith to finish off this chapter. An Ali radiallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tahliqa al-mar'atu ra'saha, rawahu an-Nasa'i. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited a woman from shaving her hair. One of the beauties of a woman is this elegance that Allah Ta'ala has given her of her hair. This hair of a woman creates a lot of beauty. The West, unfortunately, they have lost that style and the beauty, natural beauty of a woman. Therefore, you find that many times their style is to cut a woman's hair very short, like a bob haircut. Very, very short. And unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Many of our women also want to imitate the women of the West and start cutting the hair. Ulama explain that even if the husband has to instruct the wife to cut the hair, then also she mustn't listen to the husband, because لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There isn't any obedience to the creation in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the husband is telling the wife, cut your hair short, make a bob haircut like how the woman of the West got, then also the woman doesn't listen to the husband, because this is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is like that husband telling the wife that drink wine. Will she listen? She won't listen, because this is a disobedience. So like that, a woman's hair is her beauty. So she doesn't cut it very, very short. If for some reason she has to trim it a little bit from the back, a little bit, if she has to trim it and keep it a little bit neat in the back, there's no harm. But here what we are speaking about is where she can now start making it short, imitating the West, etc. So this is something that is very, very serious. Allah Ta'ala has given this woman a hair, natural beauty. She should allow her hair to grow, let it grow long. This is the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her. If it grows, obviously, now below her buttocks, etc., then it is permissible for her to trim it. However, the general beauty that Allah Ta'ala has kept in a woman is in her hair. The strange part is you'll find that the woman of the West, they want to cut the hair. Afterwards, when the hair stops growing, now they start looking for different mechanisms to start growing the hair. When the hair was naturally given, then they wanted to change it. The other thing we learned from this hadith that we did before this is that this shaving the portion of the hair and leaving the portion of the hair actually deforms a person's beauty. One's physical features, it deforms it. It makes a person look abnormal. Unfortunately, the abnormal has now become look normal, and now it becomes a trend. But this is something abnormal for a person to have hair in some places, not to have hair in some places. Allah Ta'ala has given it, Allah Ta'ala has made it natural for a person to have hair entirely. It was also a custom of certain of the Jewish rabbis. They would do this. This was one of the reasons Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had stopped it. Nowadays you find that if anybody has to come up with a new style, and if that style is a hit, then it becomes a trend. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah Ta'ala save us. So beautiful you find that Sharia is. It has defined how a woman looks after her hair, takes care of her hair, how a man takes care of her hair, how a young person takes care of her hair, of his hair. This is a ni'mat from the side of Allah Ta'ala. And like every other ni'mat, you use it properly, you'll earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And you take the same ni'mat and you use it incorrectly, person will earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.